This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry confirms additional 1,096 cases of coronavirus infection. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba says new government not possible unless CPN Maoist Centre withdraws its support to the incumbent government. Minister for Foreign Affairs stresses on adopting the foreign policy, keeping the national interest at centre. Finance Committee of the Federal Parliament discusses budget implementation of current fiscal year and budget preparation for the next fiscal year. And Syria to hold election in May after years of war. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 1,096 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. Among them, 112 were reported to be children. The Kathmandu Valley also seen a significant number of cases with 435 infections. As per the Ministry's update, 1,015 cases were reported via PCR tests and 81 cases were reported via antigen tests. Similarly, 262 people have recovered from the infection in the same period. The Ministry had also reported 8 corona-related deaths yesterday. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,083. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry has urged all those who had received the first dose of COVID vaccine from the 27th of January to 22nd of February to receive the second dose. The Ministry has announced that the second dose of vaccine would be administered from the 20th of April. The Health Ministry has also asked people to take their identity card and vaccine cards along with them while going for taking second dose of the vaccine. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba has made it clear that there was no chance of getting new government until the Maoist Centre withdraws its support to the incumbent government. Releasing a book written by Sriram Shrestha in Nuwakot yesterday, Nepali Congress President Deuba said a new government was not possible as long as Maoist Centre continued support to the incumbent one. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed Minister for Home Affairs Ram Bahadur Thapa. A statement issued by Secretary at the Office of the President, Rup Narayan Bhattrai, states that the President administered the oath of office to the Home Minister Thapa. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli had recommended Thapa's name to be appointed to the post of Home Minister. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to pay heed to children's right to health and ensure alternative arrangement to their education. Issuing a press release yesterday, NHRC spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokhrel said the children should be provided education by ensuring safety to them in the wake of growing threat of COVID-19. The Commission directed the Ministry of Health and Population and Ministry of Education not to issue contradictory notices in terms of the operation of schools. The Commission warned about the information that more than 300 children being infected rather in the last 2 weeks. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyamwali has stressed on adopting the foreign policy, keeping the national interest at centre. Speaking at a discussion program organised by the International Relations Committee of the House of Representatives in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Gyamwali said the relations with the international community would be kept beyond the party. Minister Gyamwali said Nepal had ever stressed on disarmament and the foreign policy of the country would keep the policy at the centre. He also stressed on the constructive roles of every stakeholders for making the foreign relations effective. Also speaking on the occasion, committee member Madhav Kumar, Nepal said both ruling and opposition side should stand together in the matters of foreign affairs. The Finance Committee of the House of Representatives has discussed the situation of the current budget implementation and formulation of the budget for the next fiscal year. The committee discussed the issues related to the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation and the Ministry of Drinking Water. In the meeting, Secretary at the Ministry of Energy, Dinesh Kumar Khimire, said 57 megawatt electricity has been added to the national grid during the current fiscal year and additional 3% population had got access to electricity. Secretary Khimire further said in the next fiscal year, the ministry would be focused on constructing reservoir-based hydroelectricity projects, expanding transmission lines and adding access to electricity for public. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरु बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री रहेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदै छ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the updates. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Padma Kumari Arial, has said that some programs on agriculture were not continued this year for their poor handling in the previous fiscal year. At a program organized at the ministry regarding the budget, policy and program for the upcoming fiscal year 2021-22, Minister Arial shared that the programs in agriculture and animal husbandry sector invested in unproductive sector could not be continued, but new programs would be run in a different way. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Syria is to hold a presidential election next month, the country's parliament says, a move likely to maintain President Bashar al-Assad's grip on power. Assad is not expected to face serious opposition despite continuing conflict and a growing economic crisis. After 10 years of war, the Syrian government controls most of the big population centers in the country. About 400,000 people have been killed and over half of Syrians displaced. It is the second presidential election to take place during the civil war. The previous vote in 2014 dismissed as undemocratic and illegitimate by opponents within Syria and by the United States and European Union saw Assad win 92% of the vote. Russia has announced that 20 diplomats from Czech Republic will be expelled from the country. The Czech Republic expelled 18 Russian diplomats on Saturday. Czech local intelligence agents claim the diplomats are Russian intelligence operatives. They are suspected of involvement in an explosion at an arms depot in 2014. European Union foreign ministers are set to discuss the claims about the blast during a meeting today. Moscow has given the Czech diplomats a day to leave, while the Czech Republic has given the Russians 72 hours. The Russian foreign ministry called the Czech decision unprecedented and a hostile act. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain accompanied with thundershowers, gusty winds and hail is possible at a few places of the hilly regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Health Ministry confirms additional 1,096 cases of coronavirus infection. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba says new government not possible unless CPN Maoist Center withdraws its support to the incumbent government. Minister for Foreign Affairs stresses on adopting the foreign policy keeping the national interest at center. Finance Committee of the Federal Parliament discusses budget implementation of current fiscal year and budget preparation for the next fiscal year. And Syria to hold election in May after years of war. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.